This is Skylar Stone Street, and you are listening to Standing Room Only on killradio.org. I'm not afraid to speak my mind. There comes a time when you decide that my happiness is your responsibility. I don't think before I speak, a trait that I got naturally. And it's too late to stop it now. And I'm trying to get you to fall on your knees, to tell me you want me and begging me please. Can't keep me hanging out here by a thread, tired of waiting for things that you said to me. I don't do meaningless conversation.
Listening to Standing Room Only here on the one and only killradio.org. Live in the studio, Skylar Stone Street. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
So you're in here. Are you going to be playing live for us this evening?
Yes, I am.
And I think there's hair on this microphone. I'm fairly certain there's somebody else's hair in my mouth right now.
Oh, yeah. There's not any on mine.
I just don't look at it. Just okay. Close your eyes and speak into the microphone.
Find a happy place.
Yeah. So aside from Harry microphones, what's
John Harry microphone daily?
Yes.
You got a new moniker, man.
You're gonna be playing you brought this gigantic keyboard in, or I guess I should say I brought this gigantic keyboard in.
You're strong. I'm not very strong.
I'm huge.
I can attempt.
For all of you out there in Radio Land, I'm enormous. I'm like, what, Josh, 6 foot seven?
6'7", yes. 280 pounds maybe?
Yeah, and 200 of those pounds are just pure muscle.
Oh, yeah.
And the rest is water weight. Skylar is actually 3 feet tall, so it's interesting. She only weighs 20 pounds.
Ironically, yes, much lighter than the keyboard.
I am strong,
huh?
Still.
And you are strong. You're pretty strong.
I mean, I carry the stand
and
the cord.
And I saw you lift your truck up over your head earlier.
I know.
So. Which was very nice.
I don't have a truck, but I did lift it.
Right.
It wasn't hers, just somebody else's.
She basically just steals a truck whenever she needs to do a gig. It's a good program.
I need to move something heavy this weekend. Can you steal me a truck?
I can. I'm really good at it.
Josh is in the studio helping us out. How you doing?
Doing good.
How you doing?
Excellent.
Do you have hair on your microphone?
No, I don't.
You're doing better than the rest of us.
I'm staying far enough away to make sure no hair is on the microphone. Touch me in any way.
Just get closer to it. It's fine.
I'm not even sure how it got into my mouth. I must be like putting my mouth over the microphone. I'm not really sure. I want to ask you how long you've been playing, and then maybe we'll hear some beautiful new live music. So how long have you been playing music in general at all?
Probably since seriously, since I was 14, probably. But
so that was like, 2 years ago?
No, 6 years ago. Thank you very much. But before that, I didn't...
Hide the booze, Josh.
that was our scam to find out if we could go get booze.
Just kidding. But that's when I started writing songs.
When you were 14? Wow.
I mean, but before that, I wrote
that's pretty impressive.
Pieces. But I didn't think to put them together at all, which was a weird thing. I would write piano parts, and I would write melodies.
Okay.
And then someone's like, why don't you put them together? I was like, I don't think I want to do that.
Do people do that?
And then I did it, and I was like, I love it. But...
Wow. Did you have any training?
Well, my teacher was...
Say life.
No. She was...
Brought up in the school of hard knocks.
We didn't really seriously train. We just kind of talked about problems and things. She was more of a friend /
psychotherapist.
/ yes, something else. I don't know.
You had a piano teacher, and then you sort of branched out on your own from there?
Oh, well, I used to take lessons. A long time ago, I was really into playing classical, and then I kind of got burnt out on it a little bit.
I was going to ask you if you were classically trained, so...
But that was a long time ago, and then I started doing my stuff, and I don't know. I probably was much better at playing classical piano when I was, like, 8, so...
Wow.
But I'm going to start again.
So you've really been playing since you were 8.
Well, yeah, but it was,
keyboard-related instruments.
Yeah, my mom would time me and stuff on the piano. I didn't like it, but now I'm
time
glad.
You with a stopwatch or with a metronome?
with a cane.
Stopwatch?
Play faster.
Wow. And then you decided to do... Well, okay, well, let me ask you this. When do you think your music became its sort of current incarnation that it's in now?
When did it become that?
Yeah.
Probably within the last couple years.
Okay.
I mean, since I moved out here, I moved out here like about 2 years ago, so.
And you've been playing some pretty good venues. For example, the Kill Radio Benefit.
Yes, great. My favorite.
Yeah. Oh, good. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you what your favorite was. I can just check that off.
It.
Right on.
Right there.
It's going to be easy, man.
And, well, I'll ask you later on what the most fun was to play, and you can say the Kill Radio Benefit then, too. So.
Or tonight.
I mean, it was, good. Though.
Yeah, or mm-hmm. tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, both.
Okay. Should we hear a song?
Sure.
What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to start off with a slow one called The Victim. It's not on the CD I gave you, but...
Excellent.
So
what's the name of that CD?
Surprised. The Skylar Stone Street CD.
All right.
That I made online.
Right on.
All right. All right, Skylar Stone Street, live on Standing Room Only. More talk after this.
The Don't try to change to make me happy. Don't pretend there's nothing wrong. I want someone to appreciate me. I'm waiting for him to come along. And I don't live a day afraid to say what I feel. And I can't be me, no, without understanding. Goodbye to you, my friend. Goodbye to you, my joy. I really meant so much more than I said. You are the hope, and I am the victim. Oh, 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 oh. I'm trying to battle inconsistence. Between us, I'm losing me. We've been really close, but kept our distance. Now I'm running free, and I don't live a day afraid to say what I feel. And I can't be me, no, without understanding. Goodbye to you, my friend. Goodbye to you, my joy. I really meant so much more than I said. You are the hope, and I am the victim. Oh, 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 oh.
Skylar Stone Street live in the street. Scone Street. Yes. Scone Street.
That's my name.
A delicious baked treat. Yes. That's your street name. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the name of that song?
The Victim.
And
Not At All Happy. The Victim.
Yeah. It was the victim.
And before that, we heard What's a Girl to Do off of your CD.
I think
at
I'll
the beginning
play that
of the
later.
Show. Excellent. Yes. It's one of my favorites of your songs, actually.
Well,
like
thanks.
That one.
Is that song inspired by any true story, or is it just...
The Victim song?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just saying bye to someone that you need to say goodbye to. I mean, in this case, it was a relationship, but, I mean, they were my friend and for a long time, so it was kind of about that. And yeah. It's hard, but that's why...
Yeah.
just write about it.
Right.
Way to bring it down, Josh.
Sorry. But it's called The Victim. Yeah. I'm
yeah.
just kidding.
But it'd be really scary if it was like a happy, upbeat song.
I'm the victim. I'm in a really good mood that day, and I wrote it. It was all sunny and stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. Where can people find your music? Where can they get a hold of it?
On MySpace. If you just type in myspace.com/SkylarStoneStreet, exactly how it sounds. And, well, no, not really. It's not A-R, it's E-R, for Skylar.
S-K-Y-L-E-R.
Mm-hmm. Or you can
S-T-O-N-E-S-T-R-E-E-T.
And there's SkylarStoneStreet.com, too, but I really need to work on that one a little bit. But you can go to it.
Okay. What happens when you go to it? Lightning bolts come out of your computer.
It's amazing, and you should really, everyone listening should really go to it.
Okay.
You'll be surprised.
Okay.
I don't know with what, but.
Good luck.
Well, now I want to check it out. I'm intrigued. And where else can people get your CDs? Can they order them anywhere, or?
Yeah, my stuff's going to be up on iTunes soon, and right now, I've just been doing CD through mail and shows and all that stuff. So it's been pretty good, though.
Right on.
I mean, but
and you're making
make it easier.
You're making a new CD right now, right?
I am.
What's happening with that?
I've been writing for about a month and a half now, and we start recording in a couple weeks, and they're all brand new songs, and I'm very excited.
All right.
About it.
Sounds good.
When do you think that CD is going to be available? Do you know?
Do
you have any idea?
Maybe. I mean, maybe all the way into the winter.
Okay.
Know? But
yeah.
But just wait for it.
Okay. Wait for it.
Wait for it. You'll be surprised. That's my answer for everything. But you kind of will. I mean, it's a little bit different, and but I really like
it's a square-shaped CD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Should be interesting.
It's the first one, you know, in the world. So.
It's one of those anti-spin CDs.
Yeah,
it's, exactly. It's still, yeah.
You just look at it, but you don't really listen to it.
It's just pretty.
You know?
It just sits there and looks
like,
pretty.
Make up your own goddamn music. Here's the CD. I got
what a great idea for a CD.
Yeah.
Actually, that should be, okay, your album after this one, you should call it Make Up Your Own Damn Music and have a CD that has nothing on it.
Yeah. By Skylar Scone Street.
Yeah, by Skylar Scone Street.
Scone
Street. Yeah. I hear you. Scone Street. See, now I want scones. What am I going to do?
Me too.
Well, let's hear another song, actually.
Okay. This one's more upbeat and not so depressing for
everyone. Okay. Well, Josh and I are going to get up and dance, so just so you're prepared.
Right.
I'm ready.
We're going to shake the roof down.
I just imagine the two of us dancing.
I don't have to imagine. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Skylar Stone Street live on Standing Room Only.
So now I can see you and I feel a fool. I guess you could say it was my fault. You didn't ask for me to fall for you, no. Didn't think I would end this. Now you feel a fool. Now I see you trying to mend it. Funny how you just want me now that I'm gone. Well, can you believe I've made up my mind? So you can tell me anything, but it is over. Tell me everything you should have done. Tell me anything, but it is over. You never did the things you should have done. I knew it was foolish. We knew it was wrong. But you didn't help it. And I didn't care that you were leading me on. And I've been a clown for you. You're marionette. So I'm writing myself out. I've been here before, don't need to see how it ends. Well, can you believe I've I've made up my mind, so you can tell me anything, but it is over. Tell me everything you should have done. Tell me anything, but it is over. You never did the things you should have done. So understand, I could never wish this never happened, and I will always wish you well. I hear you begging me to stay for old time's sake, so think I'll be going home alone tonight. So you can tell me anything, but it is over. Tell me everything you should have done. Tell me anything, but it is over. You never did the things you should have done. Oh, tell me anything, but it is over. Tell me everything you should have done. Oh, tell me anything, but it is over. You never did the things you should have done. Tell me anything, but it is over. Tell me everything you should have done. Oh, tell me anything, but it is over. Tell me everything you should have done.
All right, Josh actually got up and danced. I did not see that
he
coming.
Did not see that coming. The whole time.
Yeah.
It was an upbeat.
I couldn't get up and dance. I actually have a leg injury, so I'm going to milk that for months and months. I know.
It's called I'm a pussy-itis.
And that colorful language comes from Josh. So people can find you on MySpace. Do people ever contact you and tell you, like, I like your music, or
they
can you
do.
Play at my birthday party, or...
I mean, I actually try and respond to everybody. So
really? Okay.
It takes a while, but I do it.
Yeah.
Well, I hate those... I just don't like the generic messages being sent. Like, every time I've ever gotten one, I feel offended. I don't know why, because they're not talking to me. So I'm just like, I'm going to just write everyone back. So
well, that's good.
I do it.
Yeah.
It's the way to go.
Yeah.
I always get these really, really attractive women who email me, check out my MySpace page. And I do, and there's nothing there. It's very depressing.
And you go there, and it turns out to be like spam. And they're like, so come to my sexy website and pay $19.95.
Someone hacked into my MySpace.
Oh, really?
Twice.
Wow.
And posted bulletins about all these really inappropriate things.
Uh-huh.
And I got back on there and was like, wow. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it happens a lot, I guess.
Yeah.
People get hacked into.
Yeah, I've heard about that a few times.
So now I just change my password all the time.
Yeah.
So.
That's a good idea. And your password currently is?
Well, let me tell you. I'm not telling.
Yeah, you can tell us that after you tell us your phone number and your address.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be good.
My apartment number and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to follow the crazy ladies shouting, right?
Oh, gosh. Neighbor problems.
Oh,
everyone
that's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
crazy neighbors.
Let's talk about music. People can contact you on MySpace. Do you have an email address?
It's skystoney, STONEY, at yahoo.com. I made it when I was probably in seventh grade, so.
Wow.
I mean, I've had it for a while. But
yeah, that's a while.
Maybe not seventh grade. I'm probably exaggerating. I tend to do it.
It was like eighth grade.
Probably.
Maybe
not.
Eight and a half grade.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not.
8 3/4.
The summer of 82.
No. <What's
laughs> Summer of 82. Good times. So what has, other than the... Kill Radio benefit, what has been your favorite place to play? Just either the most fun or the most interesting or...
I would probably have to say I played the El Rey Theater about a year ago for this American Red Cross benefit. And it
Red Cross, cool.
It was really fun. I mean, it really was fun. And
was it like a blood drive or something like that?
No, it was just raising money.
Right on.
For sick people.
Now my mom used to work for the Red Cross. So
yeah,
that's cool.
It was really fun, and it was just a really cool place.
Little anecdote about me. I was Red Cross youth volunteer where I grew up.
I used to teach Red Cross CPR classes here in Los Angeles. Yeah,
it's like we're all the same person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
We are all the same person. There's actually only me here. I'm making different voices. I used to teach the baby class. Boy,
that's kind of scary.
Those dolls, like, break really easily. It's like, and then you have to, broke another head off a doll.
And they were probably scared a little bit.
Yeah, it was tough.
Bunch of kids wanting to be, like, babysitters. Like, no, you killed it.
The dog's got the doll again. It's never going to work. So, yes, American Red Cross. What would you say... Okay, so that was your the most fun place to play. Have you ever had like a really just really awful experience playing anywhere, or just really weird, or just really bizarrely not quite right?
I mean,
chicken wire fence, you know.
I mean, really, any place that has been, I mean, that has emailed me and been like, "Oh, do you want to play or whatever?" I'm like, "Yeah, whatever." And I don't even look into it. I get there sometimes, and I'm just like, why am I here? I don't know what I'm doing.
It's like a guy in a big blonde wig and a beard sitting in a sitting in an easy chair. He's like, go ahead and play. He's got like his mother's dress on. I'm ready to hear music.
In an alley.
Right.
I would definitely do that.
Yeah.
No.
You thought the alley was just a trendy club name, but no.
No.
It was an alley.
With
we should do that, John.
Dress.
Hire bands to play just in random places. Play now. We've hired you. Who's your 10% of the cover?
Yeah, see who shows up. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I've had some weird shows. One time I had to drive. I drove from San Francisco. Well, I was in the passenger seat all the way to L.A., so I really didn't drive, but we drove.
You were driven.
I was. And I got to L.A. and I had to drive to San Diego for a show, and I was just really tired by that point.
Yeah, that's a trip.
Because I was really organized and booked that the next day and tried to fit it all in. And I did.
Uh-huh.
I fit it, but it was not the best show I've ever played. I was so delirious to the point. I mean, I didn't even care. I was just like, I don't even know. This is a song. But so I'm not going to do that again. I'm going to try and be organized.
And that's when you came up with the create your own damn music CD idea.
Yeah. I mean... which everyone has bought, you know.
Yeah.
That'd be a great rock show.
It's been a marketing sensation.
Get up there. Hey, make your own music.
Yeah.
I'm going to perform for you.
It's more popular than the pet rock right now. Make your own CD. Very popular. The kids love it. And really, you know, we do this for the kids.
Yeah.
So.
I got a music question for you.
Yes.
When do you know that you're done with the song? When do you know, like, all right, stop playing. Not when you're writing a song. When do you know, like, that's enough. I don't have to keep going.
Oh, well,
does someone tell you should stop now, or?
When I'm writing,
you should stop now.
Really,
it's
that's enough.
Bad. You need to stop.
You know what? You should really just stop right now.
No, I mean, I usually come to a point where I'm like, okay, I'm going to sit with that and listen back to it and see if it needs more or needs less. And then I usually change it 55 million times before completed.
Cool.
So
do you change the songs as you're recording them? I mean, you kind of like
the entire song, you know, and the lyrics. I'll just make them up on the spot, you know?
Really?
No.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd be really meaningful.
And then I saw a cat. That's how I would write your songs. I'm just saying. And the cat went meow.
Meow, I'm the victim.
Yeah. Meow, I'm the victim. Yeah. Great. Meow, here comes a dog. Oh, shoot, I'm dead. I'm a dead cat.
Oh, my God.
It's a sad song.
Yeah. No, it's happy. I'm just kidding.
Ode to a dead cat. Yeah. Oh, look, I'm not really dead. I'm just really injured.
Slowly dying. Help. Call a doctor.
I think we beat that one to death.
We got 30 more minutes. I don't know.
We beat
I think
that one to death. Yeah, but we have like 82 more songs to play.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, really.
So
82.
We're doing good. Yeah, mm-hmm. 82. Mm-hmm. 81 and a half, actually. She's going to improv.
No, three quarters, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to make them all up now, from now on. Let's make them all up. See how it goes.
I'm in a creepy radio studio.
Someone please help. Vermont and Beverly.
Yeah. I'm afraid the ceiling's actually going to fall in. Look at that ceiling. Did you check that out? It's pretty impressive.
I didn't even notice till you said it.
Yeah.
But this is my favorite.
Have you ever wondered what the electrical wires look like that are supposed to be inside the wall? Just take a look at our ceiling. You can see them all.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
It is nice.
There's a possum in that corner. do you want to play another song?
I would love to.
Great.
I can do that.
What song are you going to play for us?
This one is called Where Did You Go?
Okay. Fantastic.
Okay, I guess I'll go now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Scalar Stone Street. Stone Street.
So what just broke outside?
I think they're throwing bottles at us. Pretty sure.
Skylar's got a new fan.
Yeah.
You don't want me to sing anymore.
Go see if they want an autograph. John will watch your back.
I think they do.
Yeah, that's what they do when they want you to keep singing. They throw bottles.
That's the Kill Radio clap.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we had the throwing bottle promotion for a while. I guess that wasn't such a good idea now that I think about it.
That'd be a great, like, recycling slash, you know, Kill Radio.
Come to Kill Radio. Throw your bottles at our wall.
Sure. They'll take when you recycle glass, do they need the whole bottle or just glass?
That's a good question.
What?
When you recycle, like, a glass bottle,
they need it
in bottle shape? Or can it be the glass of that bottle?
I think it can be just broken. It can be broken glass.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, it cannot.
Yeah. Really? Recycle bottle? Yeah, they just melt it down.
Well, okay, then.
Break all your glass and then take it to the recycling.
Bring it to Kill Radio.
That's our advice.
That's our motto.
For all of you out there in radio lands. What would you say your influences are musically?
I don't think it really comes out in my music. I don't really know if it does, but I am pretty much obsessed with James Taylor and Carole King. And yeah, just older singer-songwriters, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
And I mean, I like a lot. I know everyone says that, but I really do like a lot of everything. Honestly,
I totally thought you were gonna say like death metal or rap.
I really love metal and you know, hardcore punk music. But as you can tell, I mean, it really shows.
Well, we'll have to get you into a punk show.
Yeah, I mean, I should definitely open for the
whoever
it is.
Yeah,
I think the crowd would love it.
We're gonna make it happen right here on Kill Radio. What about just like favorite bands or favorite songs?
That's so hard.
I know. I couldn't answer that question, I ask it.
Yeah, it's so wrong of you.
It really is hard.
Do you have a favorite, like, L.A. band, a local band that you're really into?
Or just music that you like.
I mean, obviously I like a little pop music. I mean, not so much of what is on the radio right now, but...
How about what don't you like?
I'm not a big fan of screaming, honestly, for the whole song.
Okay.
You know? I mean, maybe a little bit. I just don't...
You wouldn't have liked the show we did with Victoria DeMare, the B-movie Scream Queen.
I just don't... Yeah. I can't handle it. It just gives me a headache.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry if anyone out there likes it. I really like it.
They're going to call it Scream.
I know. I hate you. You hate it.
If you'd like to call the station, you can. 213-252-0998. Give us a call here in the Kill Radio studio. We'll have our operators standing by. You can ask Skylar a question.
Yeah.
An appropriate question.
Ask me anything.
They will.
Yeah. We've had some doozies on the show.
What was the one? What time do you like to get up?
Yeah. Someone called in. We had a...
They're probably listening now.
Yeah, probably the same person. Sorry. They're like, I found out where John Daly lives. I will seek my revenge
tonight.
Do you
have to get up in the morning or late at night? I need to know when to break into your house and kidnap you.
Yeah.
That's totally what it sounded, except for the kidnap part. That's totally what it sounded like.
Yeah, he sounded just like Sling Blade. It was amazing.
Oh, gosh.
I hope
we get one of those.
Well, if you're lucky, we'll get one tonight. Yeah. Do you have any stalkers, like any internet stalkers or any weird stalking situations? Yeah. all the color in your face.
I didn't want to say anything. I just nodded.
Right. Yeah.
But
okay.
I don't know. Just some weird stuff.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
It can't be weirder than the MySpace. Well, it probably is. But the MySpace guy who tried to friend me on MySpace, who... He sent me a friend invitation, and I went and looked at his site, and his photo is a animation of him licking a cat's ass. So I was like, that's not right. that's not right by any stretch of the imagination.
That is not good. That's not a good sign.
So it's like, delete.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
There's some weird people out there.
Yeah. You know? What about just at shows or anything? Have you had any like kind of funny or strange... Scary situations.
There's probably like some psychology where we shouldn't ask her. to encourage the psychos who are listening. She knows who I am.
I had the other day. It was really weird. The first part was not nice, and then the second part was, he said, "Why do you drink so much water when you sing?" And I just was
so
like,
weird.
I don't know.
So
I
you
guess
can
I'm
sing.
I mean,
it's a big bright
like,
light.
Well,
on
you kind of, you know, you kind of drink it in the microphone, and I don't really like it. And I was like, I'm sorry. I mean, what do I say to that? And then he's like, I'm gonna write you a poem. He's a weird, weird guy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if he's listening, but he was weird.
Yeah.
And he did end up writing me. You know, he wrote me a poem. Yeah, sent it to me on MySpace.
And the poem was "You drink water too much."
I hate it.
Yeah.
Next time you go on a show, just gargle. You like it now?
But it was a little too much. You know, across the too much.
Yeah.
Line. If there's
it's probably too much even before he handed you the poem.
It was a little too much to tell me about the poem, I think. But I enjoyed it. Thank you for the poem. I loved it.
No reason to get angry. We're all your friends here.
Remember, John 6'7", 280. He can kick some ass. So watch out.
Yeah.
That's right.
All muscle. Right here.
John, the blood just went out of your face. I was like, wow.
Yeah, that's right. I challenge you. Oh, we've gone through a lot of questions, actually. Oh, we only have 17 minutes left in the show, so let's play another song.
Okay, I'm debating which one to do, but I'll just decide now.
Okay.
Or I'll just stay here the rest of the time. I won't play anything anymore.
We could do silent radio.
Yeah. Everyone can make up their own show.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like...
Okay, everybody, imagine your own radio show. Go!
My show rocked.
Mine too.
My show isn't doing well.
It's down in the ratings.
All right, Skylar Stone Street playing live on Kill Radio.
Guess I'm the honest one. Just a broken girl who got put away, used up. You shattered me good, but I still miss you. So sad, but the truth remains. You're just a broken boy who got sent away. I can't forget you. Well, face it, there's no cure coming over. It's over. You're gone so suddenly. Suddenly I feel like giving up is all that I can do. So fast, suddenly I don't know why, but it's still so hard to say goodbye to you. Somehow you brush me out. Won't be long until the canvas fades. You and me, a million stars. Do you remember? November left me with broken heart, but I'll be okay. Try to forget you. Well, face it, there's no cure coming over. It's over. You're gone so suddenly. Suddenly I feel like giving up is all that I can do. So fast, so suddenly I don't know why, but it's still so hard to say goodbye to you. I wish you could feel every word. I wish that you could wipe the hurt away. You know I'm still a broken girl, even if I pretend to be okay. Oh, it's coming over. Coming over. You're it's still so hard to say goodbye to you. Say goodbye to you. Say goodbye to you. Say goodbye to you.
What was the name of that song?
Suddenly.
And we're back. You're listening to Standing Room Only here on Kill Radio.
Party.
Woo! Having a party here in the studio.
There's a lot of people here.
Yeah, and there's a monkey making omelets. It's pretty good. It's pretty fun.
I was this close to making a monkey noise. I've been like, nah, I'm not that guy.
Yeah. You can do it. I believe in you. You can do
maybe
it.
Maybe later. Maybe at the end of the show. Just make it.
Yeah, we've made omelets in the studio before on one of my previous shows. We set up a little omelet station.
Live streamed on the, what is that?
Yeah, that was the video one where we streamed it. We did a video stream, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty interesting.
Very tasty omelets. They actually were really good.
Well, why wasn't I invited to eat them?
Well, we know about that story with you and the omelets.
Oh.
And,
I didn't think you would find out.
I hear that kid's walking now, at least. So
the nation of Turkmenistan. So, I mean, it was a tough situation. I didn't want to bring back, you know, those memories.
Well, fine. It caused you to. Right.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Made you, you know, write that song, Me and My Omelet.
Yeah,
hey, can you sing that for us now?
Yes. It's really upbeat and happy.
You were about to play something.
Me and My Omelet.
Help! Help! Do you actually ever kind of improv stuff, or do you like to work stuff out on paper first, or
like
do you do a little bit of both?
Speaking or
no,
improv
like
any
playing, just like kind of like.
I mean, it really depends on the night and the mood, because sometimes I feel like it. So,
the glug glug sign.
Yeah. After I've been drinking, you know, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
Sometimes when I've had enough heroin, I really feel like improv-ing.
I really feel like improv-ing.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. It really depends on my mood. I'm kind of moody, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. A little bit. A little bit. But they come and go really fast, you know? So it's good. That's my excuse. You know?
I'm moody, but it doesn't last for long.
But it's really okay. It's really good quality, I swear.
It's not really a problem. I'm going to kill you. You will be destroyed.
Stop asking me questions.
Stand.
Yeah.
And the omelet stand.
Kick your foot through the wall.
And the ceiling.
It wouldn't take much with this ceiling. Really wouldn't. Wow. Have you ever had any just kind of like funny things happen to you when you were playing somewhere? Like funny stories or just like funny weird things?
I mean, I've forgotten my lyrics about 100 times.
What do you do when that happens?
But one time.
Fake a seizure.
I forgot it and I was like, okay, I forgot it. You know, told everyone, hey, I'm starting over. Okay, I'm sorry. And then I start again. I'm like, I don't know it. And then I stopped again, and I asked my guitar player. I'm like, what are the lyrics? And he was like, no, no, no. And he sang them to me, and I was like, oh.
It's like sketch comedy.
But then
that's
I didn't even
rough.
Sing them, and I just hummed that part. I just hummed it, and everyone
that's so
was
great.
Laughing. And I was just like, okay, I don't know if they're laughing at me or what, but at least it's not silent. You know what I mean?
That's fantastic. What about just like any funny things happen to you at a show, like, or at a venue or something?
Just anything.
I don't know, like you fell through the stage or.
I've tripped.
I'm.
Something hurt you that made people laugh?
Yeah.
I'm really clumsy, and one time I literally almost fell on my face. Really, really close.
While you were playing?
No, I stood up to go stand. Yeah. That's what I did, and I tripped over the cord, and I was like, woo! And everyone just was like, waiting for it. But I didn't fall, so. They were disappointed. They wanted me to, I think. Because it was such a big gasp, and I don't know. But I'm just really clumsy. So, I mean, things happen every time I play something. I don't know.
You said you play your guitarist. Do you have, like, a backup crew when you play? And do you guys play under a band name, or is it just Skylar?
Yeah, there are other people on your album, right? When you
Yeah. It's just, I mean, it depends on the venue. If it's bigger, then I'll have them come and play. And
do you have regular people who play with you?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Do you want to mention them?
Well.
No.
Hi, Daddy.
My guitarist is named Mike Kopolis, and my drummer is Theo Milovich, and my bass player is, there's just people that come and go, but
okay.
It's pretty much Thomas Drayden, but he's on tour right now, so he's not my bass player right now.
Is that who we hear on the CD?
No, those are all different people.
But those people have disappeared, and we will never find them.
And I will never tell.
Yes.
I will never tell.
We'll never find them on the face of this earth.
That'd be a great theme for, like, a horror film. All these band guys keep dying. It's the sort of vampire.
Where's my band?
Yeah.
Where's my band?
Yeah, vampire bands. I like it. We'll make it. We'll make it.
Yeah.
Skylar Stone Street and the Vampire Band. Yes. Yes. I'll play my band persona, Johnny Mustache. I'll grow a mustache just for it. It'll be great.
Well, I will too then. I mean,
yes.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, everyone in the band will have
mustaches.
Everyone
in the band has a mustache.
Yeah.
I'll grow a beard too.
Men, women, everything. It'll be great.
I'll tape one on.
That's my vision. I see it clearly. Let's play another song. We're almost out of time.
Okay.
I think we might just have time for one more.
Okay.
We have, we only have 7 minutes left, so.
Well, I'm going to play What's a Girl to Do.
Great.
And I'll leave everyone on a mean note, you know? Mean. Because I'm really mean, as you can tell. No. But
she punched me when she walked in here.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't have to say anything.
Well, that's just John.
I
everyone
started to
wants
say,
to punch
hi,
him.
I'm John.
Here.
And it was, oof! Yeah.
I'm just moody. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
I was like, Josh, don't get within punching distance of her because... So on that note,
on that note, this is What's a Girl to Do.
What's a Girl to Do, live on Standing Room Only.
I'm not afraid to speak my mind. There comes a time when you decide that my happiness is your responsibility. I don't think before I speak, a trait that I got naturally. And it's too late to stop it now. And I'm trying to get you to fall on your knees. Tell me you want me and begging me please. Can't keep me hanging out here by a thread. Tired of waiting for things that you said to me, oh. I don't do meaningless conversation. I'm not gonna try to make you listen. Oh, here's the latest news for your information. I'm gone. Oh, it's a girl to do. What's a girl to do? I don't ever want to fight. It's just a waste of my time. Especially if I'm arguing with you. Every time we disagree, the fingers point right back at me. But it's over, so blame me now. No, I won't say I'm sorry for feeling this way. The whole thing is over, I'm leaving today. I'm happy to say I can finally see everything I thought was wrong with me was you, oh. I don't do meaningless conversation. I'm not gonna try to make you listen. Here's the latest news for your information. I'm gone. Oh, it's a girl to do. What's a girl to do? It's hard for me to say. use up your last chance, and I've had enough. You had it all. I'm gone. I'm gone. Oh, I don't do meaningless conversation. I'm not gonna try to make you listen. Here's the latest news for your information. I'm gone. I'm gone. I don't do meaningless conversation. I'm not gonna try to make you listen. Here's the latest news for your information. I'm gone. Oh, it's a girl to do. What's a girl to do?
Skylar Stone Street. Is there anything you wanted to say before we go here? Mm-hmm. I was going to play one more song from your CD as we take the show out.
Well, I think that's a great idea.
Okay, great.
I think.
Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Thank you for
or?
Having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah.
It's been great. It was a good show.
Nice party.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Party all the time.
On the party?
Yep.
You
that's
know.
Right. Definitely. Yeah, well, thanks for being on the show, and thanks for coming down and partying
now.
For us.
Wait till you have to walk to your car. Good luck with that.
You guys are coming. You guys are going to help me walk to my car. So I don't get a bottle thrown at me.
Right, yeah.
Play some more.
See that? That's for me.
Oh, the bottle kids are friendly. They don't, you know,
they're
I mean,
not me.
They throw bottles at you, but they love you at the same time, so. It's kind
of
a
love.
Yeah, they're moody. thanks for being on the show. It's been great.
Thank you.
One more time, where can we find your information? Where can we find your music?
MySpace.com/Skylar Stone Street.
All right.
When are you playing next?
Oh, yeah. Where are you playing next?
I'm playing August 2nd in Long Beach at Viento Yagua.
Viento Yabo?
Viento Yagua. And then I'm playing on August 4th in San Diego at Borders. So that'll
all right.
Be fun.
Cool.
You know, read some books, drink some coffee.
Yeah.
Play some music. That's so,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being on the show. And we're going to hear one more song off of your CD.
Thank you.
And good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Came you and you made me forget that I'm so strong. I can't stop thinking about it. Tell me the truth. With you and